The Associated Press is reporting the Army has cleared a 3-star general and 3 other officers of all allegations of wrongdoing in relation to the detainee abuse scandal at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez will not be punished. Sanchez commanded all U.S. forces in Iraq when the abuse scandal broke 1 year ago this week. 3 other senior military officers have also been cleared by the Army's Inspector General. NPR's Jackie Northam has been covering the Abu Ghraib story. And Jackie, tell us a bit more about what's happened here.
Well, Melissa, the news about Lieutenant General Sanchez broke here in Washington late on Friday night, so details are sketchy. But I spoke with an Army spokeswoman, and she read a prepared statement saying that the Army is currently briefing members of Congress about the findings of this investigation, and that it didn't, at this time, want to address any questions on the whole issue. But privately, military officials indicated to me that the reports are correct and that General Sanchez and 3 other senior officials have been cleared of all allegations of wrongdoing in regards to Abu Ghraib. The 3 others who are said to have been cleared include Major General Barbara Fast, who was Sanchez's intelligence chief in Baghdad, as well as his the other 2 were his top legal advisor at the time in Iraq and his top deputy.
Now, what were some of the allegations against Lieutenant General Sanchez for which he's now been cleared?
Well, the main allegation against Sanchez in particular was failure of leadership, and that somehow that led to the prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib. You know, he's been faulted in some earlier military investigations for this sort of thing. But according to the reports, the Army's Inspector General, Lieutenant General Stanley Green, says that he simply could not substantiate those allegations. And, you know, we have to remember at the time that the abuses occurred, Abu Ghraib was just overrun with detainees. There was a shortage of military police at the prison, and there was an increasing insurgency going on as well. And at the same time, the Pentagon was pressuring the people there to get information and somehow to quell the insurgency. So there's a sense that Abu Ghraib was really chaotic, but at the same time, it's clear, you know, over the months that no one really knew who was in charge, who was giving orders, and certainly who was to be held accountable.
Jackie, I think it's just about a year now since the first photograph surfaced of the abuse at Abu Ghraib. In that year, have any senior officers been held to blame?
Not one. No one, Melissa. Several like Sanchez are or have been investigated, but so far no senior military official, or for that matter, civilian Pentagon officials, has been blamed for what happened at Abu Ghraib. You know, since the scandal broke, lots of information has come out. There's hundreds of allegations of abuse, and, you know, the Army's looking at 30 homicides, but all we've had who's been held accountable are low-ranking members of the armed forces, and that's it.
NPR's Jackie Northam. Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.